salvation and life. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad you tuned into the broadcast again this time, and we're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 17, Luke 17, verse number 20. Our Lord Jesus has healed the 10 lepers, and only one returned to give glory to God. He was a Samaritan. Lord Jesus is passing through the midst of Samaria and to go on down in Galilee, to get on down to Judea, to Jerusalem. And these men cry out unto him, and he tells them to go to the priest to show themselves. And as they were going, they were all cleansed, but only one returned to give glory to God. The Lord says in verse 19, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And of course, that faith is in our Lord Jesus Christ. Your faith in me has made you whole. And he praised God. He worshiped the Lord. He said, it says in verse number 16, he fell down on his face and his feet and giving him thanks. And so, that's the way it ought to be. We should worship at Jesus' feet. There's no better place to worship our Lord. In verse 20, and when he had demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. I'm going to come into some interesting things here. Evidently, our Lord is in Jerusalem. Maybe Brother Luke is recounting something that had been past from this point of the Lord traveling to Jerusalem, but we'll make the assumption that he is at Jerusalem, requiring of the Pharisees about the kingdom of God, how it should be. Well, when demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come. When's it going to come? Fellas, when's it going to come? You're in the leadership here. You should be in the know. When is the kingdom of God coming? He says it doesn't come with observation. It doesn't come like Rome came to the area, fighting battles and winning battles of the ones that ruled and occupied Rome or Judea and Galilee and Samaria and that before them as they displaced possibly the Greeks or the Medes or the Persians that maybe ruled over that land. Historically, I can't recall which is which. But the Lord says it's not going to be like that. It's not going to be like the Romans have brought in their kingdom and occupied this land. It doesn't come with observation. The kingdom of God is not that way. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. So the Lord Jesus saying something very interesting here about the kingdom of God. And I think my understanding is what he's getting at is that presently the kingdom of God exists within the believers. The kingdom of God exists within those that have repented of their sins, trusted in Christ, and the Lord is saved. See, we who are saved know that we are citizens generally of those that would hear these broadcasts. We're citizens of the United States of America, and we know that this nation is the nation that we belong to and are citizens of. But being saved, we know that we are citizens of our Lord's kingdom. We have instruction from him on how to live and how to abide until he comes back. He's given his people, he's given his churches a commission to fulfill in spreading the gospel near and far. And that is accomplished through the people that the Lord has saved and put in his churches, his Baptist, local New Testament Baptist churches in our day. And so we know that the kingdom of the United States one day will not be the kingdom or the nation that our citizenry will be, but it will be the kingdom of our Lord. He will bring in his kingdom indeed. He's going to do so. But we are citizens of that kingdom now. And we are, and let me be clear on this point. Let me be totally and completely clear on this point. The Bible, the scripture, the word of God says that we as the children of God do not usher in the kingdom of God by insurrection and disobedience to the government at hand. And in our case, the nation, the United States of America, and our citizenry here, we are to pray for our government. We are to submit to our government. And the only time that we would not submit to our government is when our government's laws and edicts cause us to sin against our God. Then what God has said is preeminent above the law of men. But we're to be subject to magistrates. We're to be subject to the peace officers. The Lord is very clear that the government officials are the ministers of God attending to the peace that is to be, that they maintain an order in our government, from the local government, city government, county government, state government, national government. They are the ministers of God. They are appointed by God. And it's a study for another time. But the kingdom of God is within the believers now. We know the truth of that. We know that our Lord Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, ordained by God the Father. It's not if he will be, he is. And he tells us now to be obedient and submissive to the government that we have until that government would cause us to be disobedient to him. He will take care of the transition. He will take care of the present government being taken away and his government, his kingdom, being brought to power. But right now, it doesn't come with observation. Not going to move in with armies. Now, let me say this. There are religions that purport the forced bringing in of their way. And that's not scriptural. That's not godly. It'll be the Lord that will cause all men to bow. It'll be our Lord Jesus that rules for 1,000 years with a rod of iron and bringing in his kingdom. It will be our Lord that fights against his enemies. It is our Lord that tells his people, I will vindicate you. So even the wrong that the government would do to the people of God, when we would be driven or even in submission, things that aren't contrary to the Lord and that we just submit to, there are the children of the Lord that have been, let's say, in the former Soviet Union. And they were obedient to the government to the extent that they could be. And then when it came to worshiping of their Lord, our Lord, they had their churches underground. And they continued to have a witness. And when the government would bring it to bear, there would be some that would just say, no, we're not going to follow the way of the godless way of the government. We're going to follow our Lord, and would be sent to prison or be cut off from all health benefits or be cut off from their stipend of food, and they would suffer because of that. They would not raise insurrection. They would not go against the established government, but they would submit to it until it caused them to disobey our Lord. And so the kingdom of God is within us, we who believe. One day it will be evidence to all men. Now the kingdom of God, if you will, it's real, but it's known spiritually in the hearts of the children of God. One day it will become physical when our Lord comes and puts his feet back upon this earth. Verse number 22 of Luke chapter 17. And he said unto the disciples, the days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, see here or see there. Go not after them nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven shineth into the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. He says it doesn't come with observation. It doesn't come as the Romans did, as they would maybe took shipping across the Mediterranean, as they came down through Asia Minor into the land of Israel and the Middle East, Palestine, and by battle and by war and by march, they brought their military presence and then their governmental presence. Lord says it's not going to come like that. When the Lord comes, when the Lord's kingdom is established, if you will, our Lord says that it will be established in a moment. It will not be something that you'll hear about that's happening over there on the other side of the mountain range, and you'll take a trip over there to see the Lord working as things spread amongst men in our world today. We hear about revolution in other countries, and it starts in one city maybe, and then it begins to spread, and it begins to gain ground. It's not going to be that way with the Lord. Our Lord's kingdom will come, he says, in an instant. He says it'll be like, you see a flash of lightning? And you know how that flash of lightning over here to the east, say, will lighten up the sky to the west? The flash of lightning in the north will light up the sky to the east and the south and the west. He says, that'll be the way it is when the Son of Man comes back, when it is his day, when he begins his earthly reign upon this earth. He is reigning in the hearts of his children. They clinging, if they be obedient, clinging to his very word and what he's given us to do. And we try to do it. We do fail. And we ask our Lord to forgive us for our failure. But we desire to keep his word and to obey him, to worship him, to serve him. But one day it'll be that Jesus won't be king on the earth. And in one moment, he will be king of the earth. This is going to be manifested when our Lord Jesus sets his feet on the Mount of Olives and tells us about this in the book of Zechariah. It tells us some of this in the book of the Revelation. Jesus is going to come to the earth. He's going to get the go order from the Father, if you will, and he's going to set his feet upon the Mount of Olives. It will cleave in half. It will be into a healing of Israel. It'll be a settling of that land over there. The mountains will be brought low and everything will be made plain and straight. Uninhabitable ground will be turned into a fertile field. It'll just be the most wonderful, magnificent, marvelous thing ever seen and known by man. He'll fight against his enemies, which it tells us plainly that his enemies will be those of the nations of the world, gathered against Jerusalem and Israel. And he will defeat them and fight against them and defeat them with the sword of his mouth. He's the one doing the fighting. It tells in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, that his saints come with him. But you know what? The saints don't fight. It is our Lord that fights. He's the captain. He's the captain of the host of God. He's the captain of the host of God Almighty. And you know what? His host, his saints, the multitude of the armies of the children of God that will come back with our Lord from heaven, all those that he's saved through the ages up until that time, they won't fight. We won't fight. We won't need to fight. The Lord doesn't need us to fight his battle. He will fight it, and he will be victorious. Where do you stand? Where do you stand? Do you think that the United States of America is the kingdom, and there's nothing else? I tell you what, you need to be saved, friend. And I guess there could be those that are saved that are just ignorant of that fact. I tell you what, the kingdom is the kingdom of our Lord. His people are to be submissive to the kingdom at hand until that kingdom says to disobey God. But until then, we need to be submissive and know that his kingdom is within us. The kingdom of God is within you. Praise God for his salvation. If you're not saved, you're under the hearing of my voice, we urge you, repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, him and his death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. Without him, you have no hope. No help, no rescue, no salvation, no payment for sins. With our Lord Jesus, repentance of your sins before God and faith in him and his gospel, you can have everything. I see their time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.